Tommy Noonan.
Yes, I've just seen that.
Running over 49 in the threes.
Oh, my God. What?
Mitch Thomas, one run out just for a teammate.
I was going to say, I don't remember that. Now I do.
Joe Blowtorch. Anyway, off we go.
There's two sides to every story, and we want to hear Jimmy's first because back-to-back weeks from the sideline, well, one of them I was out in the middle copping it, and the next week from the sidelines also looked one of the worst decisions I've seen in my life. If I love is a drug, get the one with the trigger. Shoot me down, I don't want to remember.
Yeah, don't try to change your mind. All right, that was Trigger by Major Lazer and his posse, or it could also have been by Jimmy Barr with his recent umpiring decisions. Nobody knows.
I get it. It all ties into one.
Now we get it. Now I see what you've done. Oh, that's good.
Did you not get that, Bob, when he sent that in?
No.
I knew Jimmy would get it.
I knew exactly what it was as soon as he sent it in.
Well, apparently I wasn't triggered that much.
And don't act like I'm the only culprit here.
No, but we have a repeat offender over the last 2 weeks, so we'll just...
Too soon.
Yeah,
anyway, don't know what you're on about.
Bobby, you can bring us all in now if you want.
That's really awkward. All right, well, welcome back to the Rangers Rundown podcast. I don't know, I just kind of guessed that it was week 7, but it's round 5 for the two Premier grades and round 1 for the rest of them. So on my left, we've kind of switched things up a bit. We're downstairs in the showroom of Hotondo Homes because I'm too lazy to leave again. So welcome, Matty Boy. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, Bob. Good to be here. We're just at the cricket club then having a little bit of a stick and the alarm went off, so we ran a little bit behind schedule. Sorry, guys. It's weird. We're on a square table now. We haven't been on one for actually. Don't.
I don't think we've ever recorded on a square table.
Well, upstairs is kind of squarish.
Nah, it's oval shaped, dude.
Sweet. All good.
All right. Very good. Horse, welcome, mate.
Now we've gotten off to a flyer this podcast so far. You obviously can't tell that we haven't recorded in a while. It's good to be here, Bob. Looking forward to the next 45 minutes or so.
Very good to have you. And on his left, we've got the man himself, Stick. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, all the better for being here, Bobby.
You look very comfortable there, mate.
You're sitting on the arm
of the chair.
Yeah, I can just feel myself snapping through this at some point, but that's all right.
We are sitting on a much higher table than we're used to, and four of us are sitting on stools, and Matt Stonick is sitting on the arm of a chair.
Yeah.
Welcome, buddy.
I don't know what's more hilarious, him sitting on the arm or sitting on the actual chair. And being very, very far
I wouldn't
down.
Even be able to reach the mic if I was down there. I'm on ground.
Oh, what a pity that would have been.
He's cracked him.
Apparently, I'm not the only one being triggered this week. And the man opposite me, the man behind the microphone, don't mention the wall. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Pretty good. That's good. Looking forward to getting into this after 3 weeks off. Hopefully we're not too rusty.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. We always know that Stick's the one that always needs the work at the podcast school. So
stiff.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Give us a brief rundown, Jim.
All right, so we'll kick it off with some talking points for the week, the milestones, some upcoming milestones. Then we'll go to some trash talking from the weekend. The results, finally getting all 6 senior teams on the park, the juniors and the vets. A team of the week, which Lowy and Stick are going to comprise in the next 5 minutes because they haven't actually done one yet.
No, we've got one.
Blast from the past, cut the crap if we've got anything, rumor file, some Simon Crowe sounds, which I don't think we have any, but get them in, people. We're still running the competition, so make sure you get them in, send them in to Will or to Rangers Rundown on Instagram, the weekly jokes, and then we'll wrap the podcast. Let's get on with it.
All right, let's get into an ad read. Bendigo Bank is a community bank that gives you access to award-winning financial products and services. They are also committed to supporting the local community. You can contact them on 9726-5388 or dropping into the shop at Shop 19 of 66-74 Breece Avenue, Moorabbin. That's 9726-5388 or dropping into the shop at Shop 19 66-74 Breece Avenue, Moorabbin.
We're going to have a lot of people searching BREECE.
Mate, you can't tell me that's Bryce.
It's Breece Avenue, mate.
Bryce is not spelled like that. When have you ever seen Bryce?
Or they can
like
just
that?
Look up Bendigo Bank, Moorabbin. That's probably the safest option, people.
The poor people that
tell
are
me that that's
Bruce.
Not written as it's Rice. Bryce. Rice with a B in front of it.
Yes, yeah, so that's Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna. This is probably the lowest point of my life. Wow.
Oh my God.
This is a man who is in career best form.
I actually thought you were taking the P155 head of that, but no. You were dead set serious that you thought it was Brees. Can I get a bowl of Reese, please? Oh, my Lord. All right. Well, let's move on to some of the talking points of the week, boys. And we finally got the cricket up and running. We got
the weather
round
cleared
one.
Up finally. Yep.
Yeah, round one for the lower grades and round, well, it's round five for us, but yeah, third game for us. So that was pretty good to be back, wasn't it, boys?
It was. Yeah. I thought it was too hot in the end, actually. I thought that we should have got heated off because it was very hot. No, it was good to have cricket back. Obviously, in the ones didn't get the result that we were after, but it was still good getting out there and blowing some cobwebs away and hopefully no more interruptions. We obviously know La Nina, word of the year so far in the podcast, that's raging at the moment. But hopefully we can get a few games strung together into Christmas and, just keep playing cricket.
Fingers crossed. What else we got?
We're reverting to some one days from the threes and below. The RDCA has made that decision, which I think is probably the smart decision considering a lot of the ground conditions are still quite poor. And getting 2 days in over 2 weekends is probably pretty unreasonable for a lot of weekends, I reckon. So
I'm just glad for the rest of the guys that, you know, pay the subs and turn up to training on Thursdays. They don't really turn up Tuesdays, but you know, it's good that they've been able to get away. So I'm glad that the RDCA decided to push on with that. You know, obviously some grounds wouldn't have got on, but
yeah, that's
you know, we got all of our teams on, which was lucky, fortuitous. Yeah.
Well, now obviously we're talking about my favourite thing, which is the United fuel cards, the 2 cents per litre diskette, which goes back to the club. I think we've actually raised some good dosh there. I know I fill my car up there. So if you're not doing that, obviously you hate the club, you hate cricket, and you hate everyone at the club. So that's directed at anyone who doesn't like it and who hates Croydon.
Lift your game.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I was just choking on the excitement I had for the 2 cents per litre discount. No, so that's that. The cup day function that we already had, that was a lot of fun. Doc absolutely took the money out of everyone's pockets there. It was genuinely incredible. My least favourite part was when I thought I tipped a couple guys into a horse. It was $16 and we waited for the markets to come up and then as the markets got up, they got all up before me. And move the market. So I think it was something like 16s into $5. And I thought, you bastards, I don't think that's worth my pennies. But no, Doc absolutely
robbed. Did it salute?
Nah, crap, no.
Oh, well, then that's good.
Well, I know. That's
you got them to waste your money. Waste their money.
Oh, market mover Gadsden, I backed something else that went up because everyone came for this one horse.
Did that get up?
No.
Yeah, I know. We all took a two flusher.
It was a day, Melbourne Cup day, that if you picked your favourite colour or your favourite number or a funny name, I reckon you would have had a winning day because there were some big odds on Melbourne Cup day.
That was good. Nuts. It was good work. Sando left the auction a little bit late though.
That was fun.
Jeez. Ran it very short, didn't he?
Oh my God. Like,
I think there was a few people there that were making sure that it ran just a little bit late too. That were putting in some last minute bids, not pointing any fingers, but Austin. Stick.
Not pointing any fingers or long toe.
Surely, if the block can take a 50 cent bid, surely Sando can, can't he?
99 cents, Sando. No, that was he did well in the end. That just made it more exciting. Is he going to get it done before they even jump? Or are they going to run a lap before Sando gets through the last horse? And he did. So
well, they were loading him into the stalls as he was doing the last one. So.
Yeah, lucky someone had to get vetted.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
If a horse didn't get vetted, Sando was stuffed anyway.
They still didn't make it through the whole race.
Yeah.
I saw you cash in a bit on the day, Bobby.
Yeah, I did well on the it was one of the cup sweeps, the old 20 bucker, I think it was.
Put in a few, didn't you? Put in that one.
Picked up first in that.
Oh, you put out the one that came last as well, didn't you?
I got last in the Calcutta. So I got basically I put on $83 and I got $21 back. So
winning.
I managed to divide my money by four.
Profitable.
Thank God. Thank God, though, that the cup sweeps brought me back into it. So I won 180 there.
Yeah. I tell you what, it was, yeah, it wasn't a great day for me.
I would have been lucky to break even. But I told the doc every time I had a win, which was only twice, and one of them was a place. Up yours, doc. I've got you.
I didn't believe it, but it was, I didn't believe that the doc just cleans up for fun. But now seeing it with my own eyes, I can now definitely say that he's got everyone fooled.
We've taken him down once.
Yeah. I'd like to see the day, but anyway.
It's, well, what a, Jesus Christ. What are we, 23 years of the club, 24 Jeepers. Years of the club being merged, and we've got him once. Got him once. He's had a couple of low years.
Sounds like we're due. That's what it sounds
he's
like.
He's only had one loss, yeah. One day on the punt, so or one day on the book, I should say.
Sounds like we're due.
Well, we will just quickly discuss our next function as well. The Rangers Gala, you may have seen that go out on Facebook the last couple of days. Invite your friends in, or if not, get us to invite your friends in. Click going. $60 a ticket for that. That'll include an hour's worth of cocktails and two drinks cards for after that hour as well. So pretty good deal for $60. Live music on the night. We've just booked that in again. And we've also got some nibblies coming around, maybe some sausage rolls and pies and maybe some more fancy things, maybe not quite caviar, but you know.
Black.
What's the attendance attire required?
It is pretty much black tie formal. So as formal as you can be.
Won't be seeing Daniel Gauch there.
I'm home. Yeah. I've got one suit.
Yeah, Gauch will be in his suit shorts. He'll be fine. But yeah, a very formal event. It's like a mid-season ball for footy. It's just the equivalent for us. We're just calling it the Rangers Gala. So yeah, that'll be on the 3rd of December, I believe. No, we'll cut that out. It'll be on the
17th of December.
17th of December.
Yeah, due to some circumstances, we had to change it to the last day. So the last function. So go out with a bang. Yep. With the Rangers going to the Christmas, enjoying this one. So
yeah, we'll actually have a price for under 18s as well. I think that'll be probably $20 for that, and that'll include two or three free soft drinks as well. And we've got a probably deal for the family as well. I think $150 for the two kids and two
adults.
So
I'm sure we can do a deal if they've got five in their family.
Yeah, we'll sort something out there too.
Add six like the Bellinghams.
Yeah, well, add a couple of pennies on at the end. So yeah, that's something to look forward to. And by the looks of it, it'll be replacing the Christmas party. So
a full Christmas party.
Just so everyone's aware. So we're going for a full family friendly.
Yep.
So entertaining night where everyone can let their hair down.
Yep. Exactly right.
Kids can come along. We're looking after them price wise.
Yep. Yep. That's it.
No Santa
music,
though.
No Santa. Live music. All the fun stuff.
Yeah. But just formal attire is the key there. So yeah, one to look forward to.
All right, beauty. Well, we'll move on to the milestones, boys. We've got a few coming up, and we've had a few gone, unfortunately, that we missed.
Alrighty, we got Crisco Disco Denavi took his 50th senior wicket in round one. Congratulations, Disco. I'll throw it over to the stick here for the next one.
Aiden Stewart hit his 2000th senior run for the club in round one.
Well done, Stu.
Nice work. We had Will Bellingham took his 50th senior wicket on the weekend, and that wouldn't have come in many games, I wouldn't have thought. So that's a fair effort as well. As well as Kynan also took his 50th senior wicket on the weekend. Same thing again. Don't think there would have been too many games there from Kynan, so that's a superb effort. Stick.
Michael Downs hit his 1,000th run on the weekend for the club. Well done. Darcy Turnbull clocked over his 2,000 senior runs over the weekend.
Now, I think he's actually asked for us to mention that too. He was all over that. I think it would have been run 23 or something.
I was wondering why he was raising the bat and taking the lid off on 20 on the weekend. That was a bit weird.
Well, I was surprised that I didn't even ask him for milestones and that came through and that prompted me to ask him for the milestones. Right, so I must thank him for that, but I don't think he was keen on giving me anyone else's stats.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And Rowan Schulte's played his 100th game for the club on Saturday, so congratulations on that, Row. And we've got a couple of upcoming milestones as well.
Well done to those boys.
Rattle some off there.
Chris Denavi, 12 runs away from the 1,000th. Good on you, mate.
Just go.
For when you get there.
Preemptive.
Harry Lowe, one wicket away from the 100th. That's the 100th. And is two games away from 100 senior games.
Wow. And we've got Mitter. He needs 3 wickets to reach 150. So that's a superb effort, Mitter. And the chest, Mark Sanderson.
Oh, God, please, no! 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 No!
Well, in fact, yes, 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 yes. He requires 6 wickets to reach his 400th club Rangers wicket, which is huge, and will only be the 4th player in the club's history to reach that mark. So, Bobby, do you know the other 3?
Tommy Durham's leading on, I think it's 809.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Must be nice.
I don't think anyone's catching him.
It's like the Wilt Chamberlain stats anytime an NBA stat comes up and he's just like 40 games ahead of someone or a billion points ahead of someone. It's like no one else is ever getting to that mark.
Yeah, my shoulder's almost fallen off bloody bowling 3 overs, let alone that would be a lot of overs to get 809 wickets.
Yeah, he bowled quick apparently as well. Used to played in the 70s. He was one of my mentors as a bowler at the club when I was a young bloke. Used to have the full-on button-up shirt tie with a collar, you know, long sleeve, and it would be undone down to the navel basically. He'd be running in with the necklace, full Dennis Lilly-like and bowling heat. So Doc does tell me that it might be slightly out, but even if he's 100 off, it's still
ridiculous.
It's still a fair effort.
And I don't think I've seen the games that he played, some like the amount of games. It's not that meant like
no.
for how many wickets he took.
He's not in the top 10 for games played. Yeah.
Crazy.
So crazy. One of the other ones is JP.
Nice.
Jay Paisley. So he's in the he's in the 400s, but I can't remember exactly what he is. I was looking at it earlier today. And the other one is a bloke called Tony White, who was also one of my mentors as a young bloke. He was captain of the 3s as I was coming up through Croydon Hockeyers in the early days back when I was a youngster. So one of the great men. He's one of my favourite blokes. So, yeah, no, it'll be – that's a massive effort for Sando to take 400 clubs because he bowls absolute dog shit. So.
Nice clip on the
too
way
harsh?
Through. Yeah, nice clip on the way through.
No, well done, Sando. Congratulations when you finally get there, mate. We'll give you a shout-out when that happens. So. All right, Jim Bob, give us another one, please.
Yep. Hotondo Homes Lilydale offers over 120 different designs, some of which we are seated among right now in the showroom downstairs. The only volume builder where you can talk to the actual builder, you can contact Matt Peasley on 0418 595 689 or on email at sales@ultimatedb.com.au. That is 0418 595 689 for Matt or on email at sales@ultimatedb.com.au.
Get around our sponsors, not just my joint that I own. Get around all of our sponsors because they need our support, or else they'll drop off as sponsors from the club, and the club, I'll be honest, can't afford that. So we need everyone on board. Let's get into the trash talking of the weekend, boys. Where do we want to start? Do we want to start low? Do we want to start high? Do we want to get the bad one out of the way first?
Yeah, we shit on the weekend, really, really.
I think we probably made the game look a lot closer than it was. Actually, that's probably not true. It was very close, but you're not going to win many games making 104 batting first. So to get them 9 down for, I think it was about 91 when we took the 9th wicket. So they needed 14 or 13 for the last wicket. And they got, to their credit, they got there in the end. But I think the game was lost in that first innings, really. And we probably bowled as best as we could and, you know, could get them 9 down for 100. So in the 39th over as well, mind you. So, underutilized with the ball again myself, becoming a really common theme at the minute. Yeah, none for 5 off 4 overs. It's not actually written down there, funny that. But some of the more tidy bowling you'll see. And, fuck you, Blake and and Joe. So, yeah.
Courageous of you to say it on a podcast, Matt.
Yeah, I've made it known to them as well.
Well, at least you did bowl well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
100% right. I mean, you're not going to defend that score too often. You probably did that a few weeks ago where you defended a low score, although you had another 50 on the board.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, put another 30 on the board and you guys are – probably, pretty much home.
Or bat our last 6 overs or whatever it was, 5-6 overs that we got rolled for. And, yeah, then bat maybe a bit better than we did, myself and Horse included, obviously. But Horse was a little bit stiff.
Yeah, he smashed it?
No comment.
With his,
you smashed it, yeah.
I don't want to get suspended. I want to play all my games.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll commend you for the way you walked off because you did not spit the dummy on the frog box because I watched the replay of you going out and I'm going – That doesn't look right the way, you know.
Yeah.
It looked like you might have hit it on frog box and then to get back and find it.
The bloke that spat the dummy the most was Blake at the non-strikers, and seeing the replay there, he couldn't believe the decision. But I definitely did spit the dummy when I got inside the change rooms and let a few – there was a lot of my teammates there, which was incredible. I thought – geez, how bad are we going off? Yes, I think there was about five of us in there at the time. I'm like, where have you all come from? I was like, anyway, and then I just went into the shower and just had a little cry. No, I didn't cry.
That's okay if you did that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
As long as you did it with your clothes on for once.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't. I was hot. I was sweaty. And then, it was good to follow up that beautiful performance on Tuesday night with the other Golden Duck.
Tuva.
I'm in.
The Shawnee double.
The Michael Duble.
I left that game.
Good idea.
Fairly certain in the knowledge that you guys were not going to get rolled because the weather was going to end that game pretty quickly.
So was I when I decided to put my kid in the car while I was 3 weeks away from going into bat. And I'm like, geez, this Bureau of Meteorology is telling me that bad things are coming. Whack the kid in the car. 2 weeks later, I am driving my car around to the sidelines and see Will Gadsden walking off for a golden, and I'm in next. So that was a bit concerning. Didn't have any kid on or anything. So
and
then I went out there for one ball and decided to give someone else a go.
They were very hesitant to turn the lights on, which was quite ridiculous because we're in November. And although it's, it was a sunny, nice day, the sun, it wasn't great. Those dark clouds come over and Phoenix from the Ashes Beck decided to hit one onto the roof and they lost a ball. And then they lost the ball that they were playing with, so they threw one over. And it was like the darkest white pill I've ever seen in my life. So that didn't really help either. But anyway, I probably just shouldn't miss a sweep. That's how bad I'm going at the moment. I'm missing sweep shots. I haven't done that since I was 7. But anyway, good stuff, guys. Well,
what about you guys?
T20 gear.
That's enough of our
T20, bloody hell. Jesus Christ.
We'll be back.
I don't know why we played that bloody game. We should just stop entering a team.
Oh, yeah, on that, we've got the captains right here, Matthew Lowe and Will Gadsden, the co-captains of the team. Be back.
Off to a flying start, I may add. But as Will said, we'll be back. We'll have the troops rallied for next week against East Ringwood or Ainslie Park.
Ainslie
Park
at
home.
At Silcock, yeah.
No, I've captained sides before, but no, that's my first T20 I've done, and I didn't have the gloves. Wow, it is a different game to do.
It's hectic in that because you're playing from one end.
Yeah, so it's full
that,
on gear.
That the setup that we've got, having two captains, as long as you guys are on the same page and one of you can control the bowling and one of you can control the fielding, and you got other people looking out for you, it's easily controllable. But yeah, it gets away from you pretty bloody quick.
I stuffed up a few times, admittedly, and I did not mean anything as well. I thought I bowled ham like for four overs, but I still reckon my cricket's wrong. I'm onto you, Harry Lowe. So like just a few stuff like that, it was full on. So we'll be right for next game. Giddy up, Rang. We're going for the granny.
No, that's all right. And twos, we had another
it was a bit of a weird but very dominant win at the same time.
Boring.
Yeah.
Not to sound arrogant in saying that, but they didn't really show any interest in wanting to chase it down.
No.
Other than the first three overs, did they? Like
the one real enjoyment I got out of the game was Caro bowling many wides and the striker making many notes to him saying, another one, and then Caro getting even more pissed off and more pissed off and then following up the next ball with the dirtiest shot I've ever seen in my life and spooning it to mid off and Caro giving an absolute bake on the way off. That was pretty good. And then it sort of fizzed out from there.
What about Caro's bouncer though that ended up being called a wide? It was terrible. It was miles down leg side and miles over his head. It was just a weird game. Like you said, Jimmo, I don't know.
It didn't feel like it was like clinical any way whatsoever, but we still won by 100 runs.
Yeah. I know it's a hard life, but
like even when we were batting, like we made 230, but we just kept losing wickets.
Yeah. I was a bit disappointed in that. I thought our batsmen, especially with the way the ones batted on the weekend, probably threw away the opportunity of maybe pinching a spot or two. We had a couple of boys, or a few boys get starts, but no one really went on with it and went big. So, but it's a good win. It's good to cement our spot. We're now going
against a side we thought was going to be pretty good. So is pretty good in terms of the competition. So yeah, I think it sort of shows us where we're at a little bit more.
I guess we've got no idea what they're missing as well. So you know, they're probably going to come back a bit stronger. But anyway, we'll move on.
Another word.
Go for it.
Costello's Croydon Hotel. Come and check out our renovated sports bar and bistro. Fantastic area, that is. We're located on 47 Roonda Highway, Croydon. Check out our website at www.croydonhotel.com.au and you can contact them. Spit that one out, Will. 0398 709 344 or via email on croydoninfo@mrc.net.au. I'll say that again for the people in the back. 0398 709 344 or via Bobby's just doing a B-reel. croydoninfo@mrc.net.au. And they have Kino there as well.
Bloody oath they do. And they also have cheesy garlics and they get a bonus black napkin with it too. So you are seriously living the dream if you go
as
there.
As you're eating, you're also cleaning your palate, you're cleaning your tongue, and then you can clean your hands on the way through. So
very affordable prices in the sports bar there too.
Cheesy garlic's about $5.
You guys want eggs?
Or Radio. We're moving on to the results.
Yeah, give it. Where do we want to start? Yeah, seniors,
we'll go,
juniors?
We'll go the ones and we'll just go right down the page. And we'll go around the table like this, I reckon. All right. Nice and easy. All right. With the ones, we had a loss on the weekend. Chance, we batted first. Got Rob for 104. Blake, 23. Joe, 23. Mitter, 21.
Not out.
Yeah, Mitter was not out. Yep. That's all right. And then the in reply, like we said, got them nine down when they passed us in the second last over. Will Bellingham 3 for 9 off 8, mega spell.
Star, cause stop swearing.
Joe 2 for 15 off 8, huge again. And Ham 2 for 23.
Mlo 1 for 5.
No, none for 5 off 4.
None for 5.
Yeah,
Mitch Thomas 1 run out, just for a teammate.
I don't remember that. Now I do.
Joe Blowtorch. Anyway, off we go.
Blowtorch. Who's giving us the twos?
All right, here we go. I'll go Wonga. So the twos played Wonga Park. We batted first, made 228. Will Spencer top scored with 52. Actually, no, he equaled top scored with Nick the German Balthathar. They both scored 52, as I said. Darcy Turnbull had a 38. Got a start. Need to be better than that, Turnbull. Come on, brother. And then Wonga Park came in. I'll tell you what they did. They got bowled out for 133. Darcy Carrigan, 4 for 32. A lot of wides, I hear. Tommy, very, very close to the three mandarins. He had 2 for 5. And Jimmy, the bar of soap himself, he also had 2 for 5.
You're doing bowling, Jimmy. What the?
There's some numerology. There's two people for 2 for 5 and two people that had 52.
Bloody hell. And if you change them.
If you put them around.
And I tell you what, Bobby is running Milo. Have a go down there. Everyone's getting a bowl. So if you want to bowl, head on down to Bobby's team.
Third 11 rolled Norwood for 144. Conan Yates, pick of the bowler, 3 for 27. Lukey Bellingham put in a nice spell, 2 for 8.
You and like Jazz?
Alex Leclerc, 2 for 26. In reply, we chase him down, 3 down for 119. Glenn Spencer, 47, opening the batting with Geordie Thomas.
You want that smoke?
27. So well done to those boys.
Yep, then we got the fours who unfortunately had a loss. Batting first, Dave Tucker with 47. Nick Grace, 24 not out, and Rooker, 20. Then had a bowl, only got Norwood, 1 for 142. Ivan Shepherd with the only wicket, 1 for 23.
Might have been sent off the ground by the skipper as well.
They fielded with 10, just so Shepherd could have a nice turn talking to.
All right, who's got the fifth? Stick.
I'll go to the fifths. So I believe that we had a bat first. Yep. That's what I'm going with anyway, that we made 100. We made 129 for 8. I sound like Jag written that out. Matt Griffin, used to work with the Matt Griffin. He had 32. Josh Wood, I think he had 30 off about 20 balls. And then we played against Heathwood. They chased it down, 5 down. They had 131. Ben DiNavi, the superstar. I think he was the man of the match, actually.
He was.
He had 3 for 33. And Nilk Schultzes had 1 for 8, the great man. So a couple of juniors dominating.
Nilk's what was that?
Nick Minna.
Oh boy, oh boy, wowee. And we move on to the Sixers. Unfortunately, we lost. It's okay. It's okay. Kilsyth, I don't know who batted first. We'll assume Kilsyth for the sake of the argument. 157. Adam argument. Kempton, 2 for 17. Michael David Carmen Moody made 50.
Peter. Not out.
And Rupert Gardimer.
He's Rupert, back.
He's made his return. So he's now the best firefighter at the club again.
He was the second top scorer, but I wasn't putting that in. It was 11. It was terrible.
No. Someone do the T20.
The T20. We bowled first, kept him to 671, which was, I thought, a pretty good defense of a bowling attack. I don't know where that was going. But
I think one over went for 16 and the four balls went for 24. So
yeah, well, this pretty one, good other than one that. Bloke for them hit 5 sixes in a row. So that was.
He made 80 off like 30 balls rocks. Or something like that.
And hit 4 on the roof of Cheong Park. So that
was. Nice to play with him, Brad Stewart, actually. You're playing around.
Nice.
Name drop.
Anyways, Mitch Thomas, 2 for 28, and Jacob Bellingham, 1 for 19, with a pick of the bowlers. In reply, we copped a few good balls early, made 106. Jacob Bellingham made 21, and Glenn Spencer got us off to a pretty good start with 19.
Smoke.
Okay, we'll move on to the vets, and I think this is my responsibility to do it because I'm the old guy.
Yep.
Over 40s, we played against Kerameel United from the Box Hill RDCA, so it's pretty much all we play as Box Hill RDCA teams. We bowled first. Kerameel United won the toss. Wanted to have a bat. So we rolled him for 119. Kirtan Patel, so one of the dads of one of the young fellas, like one of the under 12s. KP, we call him. 4 for 32 he took. So his unbelievable spell of bowling. Just left arm, orthodox we'll call it. I don't know if he knows if he's spinning it or whether he does. So I've never actually
nothing wrong with that.
Behind him. So
nothing wrong with that.
4 for 32, and then the great man, the Big P, one of my mates, returned.
Push it, P.
38 years of age, so he doesn't play Saturday, so he's allowed to play.
Nice.
So Ryan Rantel, 1 for 10, bowled an absolute treat. Just forgot that we were playing vets and thought he was still playing in the seniors, you know, in ones and twos. And
love that.
Rolling in, giving batsmen a mouthful and, you know, just huge, general shit huge. That's not required. So
now for those playing at home, I'm assuming that's Pumba. Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah.
The big P, Pumba.
It means that
no
works.
Idea who Ryan Rantel is, but Pumba, I know who that
Pumba,
is.
Pumba, everyone knows Pumba. So he's a great man anyway. So, and then in reply, we are 3 for 122 with Staffo, 43 not out, and JP also retiring on 40 not out. So well done by those boys. And then on the other ground, so we had the over 50s playing at the same time. They were playing against Geelong over 50s. So fairly lengthy trip down the highway to come to Croydon Rangers. They what happened there? We batted first. That's right. So 5 for 227 we made with the nunchucks. Trev Nanskow making 40 not out retired. A bloke called Dwayne Rebel 40 not out, and another bloke called P Kehoe 42 not out.
And the keys.
So well done to those boys. And then in reply, I think it was made
Alicia
pretty easy chasing of 4 for 230. There might have been a couple of controversial decisions. Well, one might have been a no ball that was caught or wasn't a no ball but was called a no ball and it was below waist height apparently. So the boys weren't overly happy about that. But Wardy took 1 for 26 and Paul Kehoe again popping up 1 for 38.
Alicia.
Give us some juniors, someone.
All right, so the 16-2s, Darcy Turnbull's team, they're improving, I think, even though they had a loss. Heather Dale batted first, made 159. Michaela Lewis-Simmons, 2 for 12, and Luke Bellingham, 1 for 9. But in reply, we actually made 141 and got reasonably close with Lukey Bellingham with 26 not out.
Yeah, that is an improvement. Not that it was very hard to improve from where they were a couple of weeks ago, you know, this falls back on the coach.
Really. I was going to say, like we're sort of. I don't want the kids that think that we're hanging crap on them. The deficiency lies with their coach, and he's clearly unable to get the message across,
and he's not up to it. And that's okay. That's okay. We've learned that, you know.
We know we've got Gracie right there, ready to go.
It's like if I was Black Caviar. And say that Stick was training me, would he get the same out of me? But if
not.
You know Peter Moody, he trained me. He got the best out of me, and now Moody. I'm the greatest ever racehorse to ever race ever.
What David. About Maccabi Diva?
David Daniel Moody.
Horses for courses. Is that where that saying came from? Is that what they said? Yes. It is now. Anyway, what we're saying is we need a good horse trainer for our
There's potential
under
there.
16s.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're saying
is our under 16 players are horses.
We need David Moody's dad to come down and train.
We need Turnbull to lift his game. He's got to find a different way to reach these young people because clearly he's unable to connect with a younger person.
Yeah, but I think that has clearly improved this week, as we can see, and the result probably shows that. So well done, Darcy. You're learning the ways of a child again. So take that how you will.
I tell you what, though, the coach of the under 14s, he's at a W.
I'll just go on this one. We played St Andrews. We bowled them out for 95. So Ish Kohli, our man that I got to have the privilege of meeting on Thursday, he had 2 for 10. Tyler Howden, he also got 2 for 12. So a couple of stars there. And then we had a bat, 6 for 115. Ish Kohli, he's just everywhere, this man. He had made 30, not out. And Benny Dinaviaf, just before he took 3 for 33, he made 20 not out. So he could do it all, the great man.
Someone sign Ish Kohli for a 10-year contract, I reckon.
Yeah.
Move on to the under 12 twos. We had a loss there, unfortunately. We were 6 for 74. Charlie Bellingham.
Superstar.
Out of the Bellingham factory, clearly. His last name is Bellingham, so it makes sense. 25 not out. And James O'Regan, 15 not out. Well done, James. And with the ball, we had Tanner Bell, 1 for 1. And James O'Regan, 1 for 4, with one turner south making 5 for 84.
Under 12 sixes, we bowled first, and Templeton made 5 for 124. Isaiah Lacantio took 1 for 6, and Luca Rogerson, 1 for 10. In reply, we got all out for 72. Hayden Barber, is that son of Dean?
Who is the coach of the under 12s.
18 not out. And Mr. Unknown Cricketer with 14. He mustn't be entered into My Cricket correctly.
All it had, and this is not a word of a lie, if you go on My Cricket right now, it's just got 7 stars.
He must be an absolute star. Keep him as long as you can.
That's Elon Musk's son.
Yeah.
Musk's. Dishes.
Elon Musk's.
And
that's the one.
The Mini Bash 2, well, the game went ahead. We played Croydon Rangers Red versus Croydon Rangers Cooker. So
I see a tick there, which means cricket is the real winner.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't lose.
Exactly right. It's got the tick closer to the Croydon Rangers Red, so we'll say that they were the victorious people on the day. Bobby, you want to run through the girls stage 2 stars?
I'll do that. Okay. I'm going to bring it up. Get closer.
We're on fire.
All right. So I'm guessing Warren would batted first. So 2 for 125 at the close of their innings. Isabel Wheeler, 2 for 14. And Emily Downs, who continues to prove that she's better than her dad. Emily Downs, none for 5. And then we had a bat. So Croydon Rangers / Ainslie Park, 3 for 113 at the close of their innings, with Emily Downs making 25 not out. And Kiara Tawney, 18 not out. Also probably proving that she's better than her dad. So anyway, well done. That was the only one that I had. There wasn't another score for the other girl. So kind of assuming they didn't get on.
Yeah, yeah. That's all good. Jim, can we have a sting for Team of the Week, please? Have you got one there? Any of the fan favorites?
We'll do a live one.
Team of the Week.
We're not going to have the debacle that we had last time.
Who's going to be in the Team of the Month?
But he didn't actually say months.
Except it took him 3 times to get months and still didn't finished get it.
Anyway,
what do we want? Do we want normal or Shakira?
Just go. Just give me something.
Who's going to be in the Team of the Week? Is it you?
Well, is it you? Tune in to find out. We had Bolts making 52, opening the stick. He was batting with
Glenn Spencer, making a nice compiled 47.
He was followed in by Dave, the Tuckman Tucker, who also made 47.
And we also have the son of Glenn batting at number 4, Will Spencer, with 52.
Well done. It hurts me to say, but Darcy Turnbull then followed him in and made 38. Well done, Darcy.
David Moody batting at 6, 50 not out.
I think it's Daniel Moody. I've accidentally done a David-Daniel switch again. It could be either. It could be both.
I think it was Daniel.
Daniel made the 50.
Well done, Daniel.
Out.
Good on you, brother.
Daniel's son.
You could say if you get it wrong, he's going to be angry. Oh, you thought I was going to go down the other path.
That's nice.
What a pity, Tony. That's nice.
Now, after him, we've got Rooker, made 20 as the keeper, and he had 5 catches on the game.
Go on.
Now, They are not five catches for wickets, mind you. They only took one wicket and was bowled, but he caught the ball five times. So congratulations to Rooker. You've made it in. Five catches and 20 runs God. For the day.
Bolts took five catches.
Yeah, he did.
He did, actually. Yeah, he
forgot about that. Yeah.
Right, he wanted to have the game ball and you wouldn't let him. So he's pretty fine with that.
He ain't getting
dogs, man. Dogs, man.
The Soggy Carcass taking the first 4 wickets of the game, 4 for 32.
Well, unreal Carc. Will Ballyam, like I said before, unbelievable bowling on the weekend. 8 overs, 3 for 9.
That's incredible.
And they did not look like scoring off him the whole time. They were probably 8 singles and a wide, maybe.
Maybe they ate some of the same stuff we did and they had a little bit of something in their pants.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Okay, let's move on. Special K, Kynan Yates, 3 for 27. He, rumour has it, he loves that nickname. So let's stick with it.
Yes.
Everyone calling Special K.
That is the worst thing he could do is make it known that he does not like that nickname.
Yeah.
If you don't like
the
nickname.
Take the advice from me, Kynan, you shouldn't have done it, mate.
Yeah, all you need to do is say that you love the nickname and people stop calling you. Yeah. So anyway, and rounding out the rear, Benny Denavi, 3 for 33.
Benny.
Unbelievable. The better Denavi, the best Denavi, it is Ben Denavi, 3 for 33.
Where do we think he goes with the girls?
Well, he's quite young, so I'm not sure.
Anything like his brother, he'd be getting all right.
But I reckon he'll be heading down to Glassons soon. Glassons, we're still waiting if you want to get in touch.
Get on board.
Yeah, we're here.
All right, lovely. Give us a sponsor, Matty Boy.
After many, many days of peer pressure, Saints Landscaping and Gardening only nail their landscaping jobs, but they can also mow and edge magnificent lawns. You can contact Dwayne on 0426-044-788. That is 0426-044-788. And follow them on Facebook, Saints Landscaping and Gardening. And if you're lucky enough, you may have NAPE come down to your job or unlucky, whichever way you want to look at it. Yep.
On your tyres. Good on you,
Jacko. I'm glad you finally decided to jump on board. I know that you sort of threw the toys out of the cot a little bit because I wouldn't buy a ticket, but good to see you're on board, mate. So, Nathan, just pass that on to him. Thank you. All right, boys, blast from the past. What have we got?
We've got the 2014-15 season here, round 7. Our third 11 played Wanturnus' first 11 at Silcock Reserve on the South Ground. We made 6 for 256 and rolled Wanturna for 146. Stick, you want to give us some individual stats?
We had a few players that are still going. I don't know. Yeah, probably 3 or 4 that are still going around today. We had our ex-coach and father of Mitch and Geordie, Mark Thomas, made 88 not out. So that's a good effort by him. Tommy Noonan.
Yes, I've just seen that.
Run out for 49 in the threes.
Oh my God. What? A young batting all rounder.
We should not have brought this up. He's going to be your buddy. He's going
to. No. To his credit, he batted well on the weekend, hit a big 6, 21 not out.
Yep. He's in form. He's going to bring this up. He's going to be telling everyone he's the batter.
I didn't think he needed to raise the bat when he hit the 6.
Michael Simpson was captaining. He made 34. Matt Carroll was opening the batting. Wow. Boy, Jesus. He made 10 with Brett Haynes was also opening the batting. He made 26.
Ash Haywood, bit of a throwback to him.
A bit of a throwback.
Evan Woods with the gloves.
Yeah, yeah. And Chep, Jake Register-Hill and Carlos Boomer were the non-batters that day.
Yeah.
Take a look at the bowling. Oh, my God. Tomo did it all this day. What was he doing in the third 11? 4 for 32 as well as the 88 not out. What a game from Tomo. He opened the bowling, bowled 15 overs on the day. Unbelievable.
He'll be listening.
I'm glad.
MC bowled very economically before his meltdown. 10 overs, 1 for 19, 4 yes. maidens.
I believe that was around the same time he started hacking the Instagram account, but we'll work that one out.
Yeah, to be confirmed.
That might have been the time that he wanted to belt the crap out of Oscar too. It might have been in the same season.
Possibly. And Tommy Noonan, nothing's new here. He was the 7th bowler on the day, I think. So, I don't know, 6th bowler on the day and was only bowled the 4 overs.
I mean, no balls were bowled in the game because he would have bowled them all.
Yeah, for throwing. None for 13 off 4, Tommy. So, well done.
Any balls? Come on, there's got
to
be one.
I can't see it on here. You have to go on the website.
Daniel Carusi clue didn't pick Carl Bomer's wrongen. He got undone. Carlos 1 for 32 off 6 overs.
And
there's two for.
Evan Woods took 3 catches. That is 3 dismissal catches, unlike Rooker on the weekend, and 1 stumping. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. pretty cool. That's enough for the blast from the past. I think that's all right. That's a pretty interesting game.
That's a nice little one. We'll move on to the next segment. Have we got any cut the crap this week?
We touched on it earlier. Jimmy, can you just run us through your bloody triggering at the moment? You've got this rapid fire. It's like he's got the twitch in his finger.
There's two sides to every story, and we want to hear Jimmy's first because back-to-back weeks, from the sideline, well, one of them I was out in the middle copping it, and the next week, from the sidelines, also look one of the worst decisions I've seen in my life. Let's have your take on
now,
it, Jimmy.
Just before this is all people involved are on the podcast currently. They are surrounding this table. There's three of them, me and Horse.
And we're constantly sitting next to each other.
I'm not involved. Jimmy's in the middle of the two, sitting opposite one and next to the other.
I'm also Stick closest to the door, which is very, very convenient.
He's also not making eye contact with me and Stick either.
No, not yet. Head down, Jimmy. But yeah, the floor is yours, Jim. You can lay it on us if you want.
Yeah, look, I don't know what's got me today. I reckon Bob's triggered Bolts. Bolts has triggered me, and then
hang on. I did not trigger Bolts. Bolts was out, whether he likes it or not. He was out.
Is this the Hillsville game you're talking about?
Yeah. I am well known for not giving LBs unless they are plum. And he was. He says it near on hit him in the navel. Wrong. Hit him on about the knee roll on the back foot. So
let's be real. No one likes getting given out LB in general,
especially from your own team.
Because
it means it's got to be pretty out.
Yeah,
usually. I've given Jimmy 2 weeks in a row as well, but that's just because he's unfortunate because I always ump by the start.
Now, Jimmy, the question being raised is: did you just return the favour on Bobby because he had given you out earlier in the game?
No, I did not.
That did not run through your head remotely whilst you were standing there going, "Fuck,
what are you saying?
Bobby's been hit on the pads."
No, but I'll tell you, it ran through my head afterwards. Like,
Jim, that's all right. You know, the best thing we can do is not let you umpire. So
that's all right. You just saved their first slip from taking the ball off.
All I'll say, Jim, is if it hits you outside the line and you're playing a shot, it can't be out. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Look, this is an open space, and
constructive feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not criticism. I'm not sitting here going, Jim, you f***ing absolute dumb.
Internally, he is. I can feel it. It's radiating.
No, but that's all I'll say.
It's okay. And look, Jim,
if you
need to go down to some umpire lessons or anything like that, we can get out there on a
Spec Savers. We can get them down doing an eye test.
I tell you what, we're going to come here very bad on this podcast because he's going to make us look terrible.
It's all part of the game. It's all part of the game. So we can put that to bed. But
can we?
We'll see. We'll see how the next few weeks go.
I think we can.
Exactly. So we'll say cut the crap, Jimmy. It's bordering on anti.
I'll cop it.
So we'll leave it there. But I don't know if we've got anything up. Horse, you got something? He looks ready.
I don't know. I haven't got anything, but I don't have any cut the crabs. Has anyone got any rumor files? I haven't got any Simon Crow noises, but I do have one staple that I do want to get out. Have we got a what the hell sting ready?
Avril Lavigne.
I'm as mad as hell?
Yeah, that too.
Well, okay, go.
I was going to say Avril Lavigne has a good song called What the Hell.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, I've been sitting on this for 2 weeks because obviously that we haven't done the podcast. But so this might be a little bit of old news, but I need to get it out because I need a place to vent and this is a safe place. The Bomb, or as they want to be called, the Bureau, have had a mare. They've had a female horse. They've had the nerve for some little pesky little germ who gets paid 70K a year and come out and tell us, hey, guys, we don't want to be called the Bomb anymore. We want to be called the Bureau. What the f***? All I ask for is you nerdy little pricks get the fucking weather somewhat right, all right? That's all I do. I don't think it's that hard, to be brutally honest. You get paid to do it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I work outside. I look at the weather, put shorts on, get to work, and I freeze me off.
I'm with you, mate. I'm with you. I gotcha.
I work outside. I look at the app for the next day, put some pants on, and I sweat more than a gypsy with a mortgage. It's not fair. Bomb, Bureau, whatever the f*** you want to be called, I've got a better name for you. And I'll tell you what it is. It's not hard. You don't have to change the app whatsoever. It's BOM. Bomb. Doesn't stand for Bureau of Meteorology. Do you know what it stands for? bunch of I'm sick of it. Sort shit out. Just tell me the weather and that's all we need. Thank you.
I am with you 100% there. They have got to lift their game. My missus all the time is going nuts about the bomb. She goes, they're useless. And I go, well, I trust them more than I trust Channel 7.
I think focus on the job first.
Hear, hear.
And then the name change. You can get the name change if you have 7 good days of weather. 3 good days of weather, yeah. Anything, you know? Yeah.
Hang on, they can't be held responsible for the weather, but they can be held responsible for not predicting the weather correctly.
Tell me what it's going to do.
Actually, fuck.
And in return, I'll properly tell you how to play a sweep shot. Obviously not after the last game, but, you know, we'll do a trade-off. So that's all. That's all I had. A good job.
All right, very good. Well, as we said, we've got no room file. We've got no Simon Crowe sounds, unfortunately.
Still get him in, though. Get him in.
Get him in, please. I'm sure Jack will put up his famous can of Coke as a reward
That's it.
Dobbed in, Jack.
Yeah.
All right. Have we got any jokes? Horse, I'm sure you've got one for us.
I went on a date the other day and everything was going fantastic. We ended up going back to her house. We had a beautiful bottle of red that she supplied. So obviously I thought I must have been doing something right if the good bottle came out. Anyway, one thing led to another. I had to go do a number two. I think that's appropriate enough to say. So I went to the toilet, did my business, and it's probably one of the bigger borrows I've ever done in my life. Pardon the French. There's no real French there. Anyway,
just used to there being French.
Yeah, there. Usually there is French in that, but I'm cleaning it up for the kids to tell.
Good luck. Kids to hear.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, don't tell. Anyway, went to flush, didn't flush. I'm like, oh God, I'm in strife here. Went to flush again, nothing happened. Oh no, it's just looking me in the eyes, this little borrow of Will's, this little sample of Will. Went to flush for a third time, still nothing. I thought, oh, I've got to improvise here. And I thought, oh, that's it. There was a kitty litter box. Well, before I walked in, right on the door edge, I thought, this is what I do. Disgusting. Picked it up out of the toilet with toilet paper and then planted it in the kitty litter. And, you know, put the toilet paper in the bin, went back, you know, everything went well. Night went well. Really good. Now, the day had passed, nothing from her. 2 days had passed, nothing from her as well. 3 days had passed, you know. Week and a half. I thought, this is weird. I thought we were clicking. I thought that was chemistry. And then I sent a text to her. I said, hey, you know, like, why haven't you gotten back to me yet? I thought we were clicking. I thought we had something going, not a second date. And a simple text she replied with is that her cat died 2 years ago.
I get it because, like, that was. Well done, Will. That was really good. I quite enjoyed that.
Have we got another one, Maddie? You're shaping up like
that. Yeah, I go on. It's nothing great, but you got to make do while the sun's whining, you know, as I say. That's the saying.
Nice.
Anyways, I accidentally handed my girlfriend a glue stick instead of a chapstick the other day. She still isn't talking to me.
I love it.
Poor Maddie.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
That's
anything else?
That's all I got for you.
That's good, guys.
My batting. No, I think we've done well.
I think we've covered everything we need.
Yeah, we have. It's been a couple long weeks in podcasting, and stick with us, guys. I know we were on fire last with Jag, so
we may get him back in too. I've heard many reviews that he should just not be a regular member, but he can come listen in and add his 2 cents worth, or even just give us one read of a game a week.
That's it.
That particular episode with Jaguar might have sparked a potential sponsor on that specifically wants to sponsor the podcast.
Yes. Have we followed that up?
I haven't had the time, so no.
Yeah, there was a bit of there was a bit of tension in that one, the old sponsorship deal coming through.
What are you talking about? As far as I'm concerned, Jim and I do all the work, so we were the ones getting paid for it.
Well, I feel like us three are the ones that bring all the funnies in. So
don't bring me into this.
No, we don't bring any funnies.
You bring nothing. Will brings a lot of humour.
Yeah,
do you hear that?
And Maddie brings a lot of sensibility. Maddie, load that in.
LOL Gadsden, ha ha he he.
You just bring bad ad reads.
All right.
Anyway, more to follow on the potential sponsorship, but other than that, everyone, thank you for joining us. Maddie Lowe, thank you very much, mate.
It's all good, Bob. It was good to be back. Not at our usual time slot or on our usual day, but that's okay. Yeah, Jimmy is going to have to pump this shit out very quickly. thank you, Bob.
Matty Steiniger, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you. Maybe I'll be blessed with runs this weekend because we are all in need of some. Desperately.
Yes. Yeah, horse.
We combine.
I'm going to go home and watch Camp Rock. And if you bury a dollar, it's still worth a dollar in 10 years.
Oh, I don't know what Camp Rock is.
Yeah, well said.
Jim, sorry, mate. Thanks for joining us, though. I think we've cleared the air, though.
It's a long one.
I hope so. I will look to improve my umpiring in
it's forgotten by me, mate. Matches. I move on pretty quickly. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will be back next week. Well, we're hoping we will be. It might be weather dependent, but we'll see. We'll see how we go. But 2 days are returning for the top two grades and 1 day is continuing for the rest. But the threes and below, they have a few reserve days, so they have the ability to lose some without losing any cricket. So good luck to everyone that plays on the weekend. I know we're very close to selection being a Wednesday today, so good luck on the weekend. Thanks for listening to the Rangers Rundown podcast, the official podcast of the Croydon Rangers Cricket Club. Go Rang.